Welcome to Your Home with Team Gale at Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage, the show for buyers, sellers, owners, and investors. We're here to give sage real estate advice and take your calls regarding buying, selling, and owning your home. Brought to you by Alpha Mortgage.
Good morning and welcome to Your Home with Team Gale. I'm Jack Gale with Team Gale, and in the booth with me today is Tom Gale, an agent with Team Gale. We also have Branson Pierce with Home Specters, and they perform home inspections. Our show is brought to you by Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage and Alpha Mortgage. If during the show you have any questions, please give us a call here at the studio at 332-6390 to speak with us, or you can log on to our website, which is www.teamgale.net. That's T-E-A-M-G-A-L-E.net. Or you can call and speak with one of our agents that are on duty at 910-541-1212. That's 910-541-1212. Our show this morning has everything to do with home inspections, pest inspections, and wind mitigation. I know everyone on Team Gale asks their buyer and their seller clients if they want to have their home inspected. And I'll let Branson with Home Specters explain why a buyer or a seller would want to have a home and their property inspected.
It's usually a very good idea to have a home inspected before you purchase it. A lot of people do not have the knowledge and the emotional detachment to perform the home inspection and other inspections themselves. Using a licensed home inspector, you're going to use somebody who's trained in the industry to look for common and not so common defects with the home. And you definitely want that emotional detachment. If you're looking at a house yourself and you want to do the inspection yourself, a lot of times you're looking at the things that's wanting you to buy the house in the first place. And you're not really looking at it as if it's not your house.
Yeah. What about a seller? You know, would a seller want to get a home inspection prior to putting their house up for sale?
I could see that being an advantage. That way you know the defects with the home, and before you accept a contract for a purchase price on the house, a lot of times I've seen where people accept that contract and then they get the home inspection and did not realize that with all the defects in the home that has now brought the price down. So I think it would be a good idea for sellers to get that so you're kind of ahead of the game and realize the defects that are associated with your house.
Tom, do you have any comments?
Well, I was just going to say that, certainly I think that there are kind of two negotiation processes when you're selling or buying a home. The first one is the price when you submit your offer. You negotiate that price. And then the second thing is you get your home inspection, and you're right. You find out what's wrong with the home. And if the seller has already fixed those things, there should be fewer, no surprises when it actually comes to that second negotiating process, because there are definitely contracts that fall through as a result of the buyer wants a new roof. The seller doesn't, want to contribute or has already given as much concession as they can. They don't have the money to do so, and so the buyer walks. So I think that, lets buyers, if you have one that's already been done and the buyers can look at it before they even bring an offer, I think it makes them that much more inclined to want to bring an offer because they know that this house is ready to go. They don't want any surprises either. I think that getting it done beforehand can definitely, just make it a smoother process from start to finish.
Branson, what do you think about, inspecting a new home that's brand new? It's built, just finished it. What are your thoughts on that?
I would definitely get one on new construction for sure. I have seen many new construction homes where improper nailing and flashing, active termites on new construction. A lot of times it's not necessarily the contractor, it's the subs. Do not finish their job, and no punch list done behind them, and no real good check and balances on the subcontractor. So it'd be a really good idea on new construction. A lot of people feel like it's not needed because it is new and the builder's giving me a warranty. But I would highly suggest it. I've seen a lot of defects on homes that are 5 to 10 years old, and the homeowner's had it ever since it was brand new and they had no idea. And that defect ended up costing them thousands of dollars down the road.
Well, speaking of which, what is a typical home inspection run?
You're starting out usually around 300 to 400 range, depending on the size and age build of the home. The older the home and the larger the home, obviously the more expensive it's going to be. But you're usually typically on a slab home less than 1,500 square foot. You know, you could start out between 3 to 350 range.
And, yeah, that's certainly a lot less expensive than purchasing the home and then realizing afterwards that there was a significant defect. You know, highlight some of the major things that you might be able to find as a part of a home inspection.
Especially on a house built on a crawl space down here, we have extreme moisture concerns. You could find a lot of deteriorated substructure and structural concerns that may end up needing a professional engineer to look at it. Also, with the moisture comes the termites. So when you're rebuilding your substructure from the moisture damage, more than likely you're going to need a termite treatment as well. Probably one of the scariest things I see as an inspector is when the homeowner decides that he's an electrician. You see a lot of crazy electrical jobs done by the homeowner. And me personally, that's safety, and I don't want to mess around with electrical. So I really like to see the homeowner hire an electrician versus do it themselves.
What about just, you know, if I've seen this, and I just wanted to get your thoughts, you know, when somebody's got a buddy that's a general contractor and they say, you know, the licensed general contractor, they say, well, let me have my buddy, you know, Joe do the home inspection. What are your, you know, thoughts about?
Well, the first concern is, one, they're not licensed through the Department of Insurance to do that. Second of all, you know, they're more of a structural type animal. They're not looking at the electrical, the heating and cooling. Typically, they're not licensed to do termite inspections as well. I've had that situation come up several times, and then they pretty much just get a punch list of things that the contractor finds that is a defect. It's not a very thorough inspection. They're not trained as a generalist to look for other defects other than the structural. It's not a bad idea to, you know, have a home inspection and with the defects with the structure, have a general contractor evaluate those. But I would highly suggest using a licensed and insured home inspector to look at your new home purchase.
And you mentioned that they, you know, a contractor might just provide a punch list. What is it that you provide after you've done your home inspection?
You will get a written report that is computer generalized with photos. Also, in the report, we have to do something that's called DDID, which is Determine, Describe, Implication, and Direction. So with every defect with the home, we have to give you the location, what the concern is, what might happen, and who should look at it to evaluate and make those needed repairs.
If anybody has any questions for Branson or for us, give us a call here at the station at 332-6390. That's 332-6390. Or you can call in at 800-760-8190. That's 800-760-8190. Or you can get contact us at www.teamgale.net.
Well, and actually, real quick, one thing that you just commented about Branson was that you might recommend things that need to be looked at further. So you're not an electrical contractor or a plumber or a HVAC person. Basically, like if it's something that's not working as intended, you're going to recommend that they get that further from the expert in that particular field, right?
That is correct. Whenever you get a home inspection, one thing that you will not see in the report, one thing I hope you do not see in the report, is the methods for needed repairs. Our job is not to come in there and tell you how to fix it. We're to come in and tell you what the problem is and who should look at it and what might happen if you do not make those needed repairs. Sometimes we'll come in and it's a little bit of a gray area, and if we can't find the right answer, then a lot of times we have to refer that to the specialist in that field to take a look at it. One misconception about home inspections is the buyer thinks it's another code inspection. A home inspection is not a code inspection. We're looking for things that are not doing the job as intended, safety concern, or in need of subsequent observations, or in need of further evaluation by a specialist.
Do you like to have the buyer or seller there when you're doing the inspections?
Used to, I would say no. But now with the change in the real estate market, I would prefer the buyer be there towards the end of the inspection. I don't mind them being there, you know, at the beginning, but I definitely don't like seeing 12 people follow me around.
Well, and typically how long does it take you to do an inspection?
It depends on the house and size, but Let's say it's a smaller house on a slab, 1,500 square foot or less. You're probably looking close to 2 hours, depending.
So they might not want to hang around for 2 hours, especially if, like you said, some of them are on a crawl space. You may be underneath there for a little while.
Yes.
You know, they may be just twiddling their thumbs, not being able to see anything anyway.
Yes, I see that a lot. Buyers, I want to be there. And then they get there, and I'm still working for another hour and a half, and they're like, this is really boring until I get done. And So, I would suggest coming the last 30, 45 minutes of the inspection, and then you have time, face time with the inspector as well.
Okay, well, good deal. You know, one of the other things I've seen is, you know, many people that, think that it's the home inspector's job to, find fault with the house, and really it's not. It's basically just to point out, as you said, the defects that you see and the things that people want to really know about and want to take care of.
Well, and actually, that's a good question, too. Is there ever a report that comes back that you didn't find a single thing in an entire house?
I think I've had one or two in 12 years. So, yeah, we're not going in there to, discredit the house. You know, we're in there for our client and trying to find as many defects as possible. And, some houses have significant defects, and some are just small items like doors that won't latch and windows that won't lock, things of that nature. People really should use the advice and knowledge of a home inspector on these things because it could save them a lot of money down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd much rather spend the $300 or $400 to find out something in advance rather than get burned with a big purchase.
Okay, we'll be back shortly. Thank you very much. You're listening to Your Home with Team Gale. Okay, and welcome back, and good morning. You're listening to Your Home with Team Gale. I'm Jack Gale with Team Gale, and in the booth with me is Tom Gale, and we also have Branson Pierce with Home Inspectors. They do home inspections as well as termite inspections and wind mitigation inspections. Branson, if you would, just give us a few minutes and discuss what you do and who you are and how long you've been in business and so forth.
My name is Branson Pearson with Home Inspectors. I've been in the Wilmington area since 2003, originally from the Greensboro area. I've been doing home inspections for 12 years. I'm a licensed home inspector. I'm also a licensed pest control operator with my PNW phase. So we can handle your home inspection needs, your termite inspection needs. And after you purchase the home, we can also handle your pest control needs. And we also provide wind mitigation inspections, which is kind of a new concept to our area for discounts on your wind and hail insurance for your homeowner's policy. And if you guys would like any further information on some of the services we provide, you can check out our website, which is homespectorsnc.com. Our cell phone number is 815-6664.
Good deal. I know we're in termite country, and as far as I'm concerned, it's not a matter of if you're going to get termites. It's a matter of when. Hey, Branson, how long, how many times should we get a home inspected for termites? You know, what's the interval cycle for that?
I would suggest at least once a year. In this area, I would definitely highly suggest using a termite contract on your home where you get an annual inspection. And then if you have termites and you're under contract with a company, they will treat that for no additional charge. And depending on what type of contract, some companies may also repair the damage as well.
What types of treatment can be done for termites?
They have different methods now. They have some baiting systems. My preferred method is just a conventional soil treatment where you trench and treat the exterior of the home, drill your masonry block and your slab foundation for your termite infestation. The they also are using now a chemical called borate, and on that they're spraying the wood the first 2 or 3 foot up and essentially making untreated lumber treated. And that is permitted to be allowed for a pre-treat on new construction. The concern that I have a lot of times is that they're not treating the soil as well. So, matter of fact, I just seen a new construction home that they use this type of method on it, and it already had termites coming up the structure, and the house was not even occupied yet.
Wow.
So I would highly suggest it's a good system if you do it in conjunction with a soil treatment as well.
How long does a termite treatment normally last?
Now your chemical typically degrades in an 8 to 10 year window. So most of the time, whenever you get your termite contract on your house, a lot of people like to call that a termite bond. Most of the time, depending on what type of chemical is used, that and the pest control company, that contract may only be good for 5 or 10 years, depending on the chemical that was used.
Okay, good deal. If anybody has any questions for Branson or for Tom or I, you can give us a call here at the station at 332-6390 or 800-760-8190. Or you can call in at 910-541-1212 and speak to any of the our agent on duty. So please give us a call if you would like to do so. Generally, what's the cost of treating a home for termites?
Once again, that's kind of with a home inspection. It just kind of depends on the size and the complexity of the treatment. You know, a termite job could range anywhere from you know, as little as $400 up to you know, a couple thousand. The main thing is to really stay on top of these annual inspections and make sure that you're if you do get termites, it never results into extensive damage. By doing a yearly inspection, you're drastically reduce your chances of having damage down the road.
Is there anything that a homeowner or property owner should do periodically just to go around the house? Or, I mean, what should a homeowner do?
The homeowner should definitely just stay underneath a contract with a pest control company, have a licensed and trained professional come out and inspect the house once a year. If you kind of let the ball drop on that, I've seen situations where in this area, we have a wet crawl space already, and they don't do a termite inspection since they bought the house 10 years ago. And then we come in for the buyer and crawl underneath the house, and we have extensive moisture damage and thousands of dollars worth of termite damage as well. So I would rely on your trained professional to inspect that house once
and
a
I
year.
I know on inspection reports sometimes it'll say evidence of a previous treatment. Is that necessarily a good thing or a bad thing? Should somebody be concerned if they see that on there?
That would be a concern if there's damage associated with it. It's actually not a bad thing, unless you say if you have a evidence of a termite tube at a crawl space foundation wall, no damage associated with it, and the house has been treated. You know, that's good. That's showing the homeowner's proactive and he's maintaining the property. Something that I've told buyers before, and sometimes they look at me a little crazy, is I'll come out of the crawl space or something like, yes, you do have termites, but this is kind of a good thing. And they look at me like, I've lost my mind. And my thought process on that is most of the time, and it's not, you know, set in stone, most of the time the seller's going to pay for the termite treatment if there's termites found during the contract period. And as long as there's no damage associated with it, the buyer's getting the house treated for termites, and he can renew that contract, and he doesn't have to pay the upfront treatment cost.
Good deal. Is there, if I have a termite bond on my house, is that normally transferable?
That can be transferable. Once again, that depends on your pest control company. That information should be set forth in your termite contract as far as if it can be transferred and what costs might be associated with that.
What about storing, building materials under a home? What's your thoughts on that?
Typically not a good idea if it's wood. Termites love wood to soil contact, and usually that's where it is. A lot of people have had to pay for termite treatments over the years just by having a small piece of wood underneath their house and the termites eating that. If the termites are underneath the house, even though they're not touching the house, that still grounds that the house needs to be treated.
Okay. All right.
Well, and I've got a good question for you, Jack. So whenever you get the home inspection back from Branson, you and some buyers, what is it that you typically do with that report? What do you do to guide your buyers?
What I do is I sit down with my buyers or with the seller and kind of go over it. And I explain to the folks that are sitting with me why, you know, there's certain things that are on the report that it's just informational, and why there's some things that are I'll say a system. Systems are, you know, plumbing, heating, electrical, roof, windows, doors, those kinds of things, and separate the things that are a system that people would expect, you know, that it might stop somebody from buying the house or selling a house, you know, with those defects that are in there. So, I mean, that's what I do is kind of assist them in looking over the report and knowing what's really critical for those people that are either buying or selling.
And do you typically take every last point that he has on there, that it's missing a faceplate cover and that the bracket on the oven is missing and those types of things? Do you put every single one of those things on a repair request?
Absolutely not. Again, it goes back to just looking at the things that are systems and those items that are, I'll say, inconsequential that shouldn't deter somebody from buying or selling a house.
Yeah, I agree. I think that a buyer's, a lot of times they see a 26-page report and it's got, you know, a lot of little comments like that, and they kind of get overwhelmed. And I think that that's important that everybody keep it in mind that this is a home that you want to purchase. A new faceplate at Lowe's is a couple of cents. So it's not worth torpedoing a deal over something so small.
It really, it's like if people think about it, if they're buying a home that's 1 year or 10 years old or 50 years old, it's like buying a used car. You don't expect the used car to have brand new tires or new brakes. But anyway,
real quick, one last thing regarding the home inspections. I think that it's important that you get a realtor to help you find the home inspector, to help you find those other contractors, to help you determine what those things are that it's important to request on your repair request. And so make sure that you've done it by the end of the due diligence period. You have a set period of time within your contract in which to get all those things done. So having a realtor helps you to keep on track and make sure that you get those things done.
Our show is brought to you this morning by Coldwell Banker Seacoast Mortgage, Seacoast Advantage and Alpha Mortgage. Our show next week will be we'll have an attorney on board and talking about buying and selling property. Thank you again for listening to Your Home with Team Gale.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah.